It had been about 9 years now since Elle had joined Camp Sirius and met Honora, Rowan, and Abrigan. They were all 18 years old now. In all that time, the four of them had only grown stronger. The only thing they had not perfected yet was the ability to shift into their dragon form. The ability to shift was something that happened when they got old enough, but they had yet to learn it. The group of them were out training. They were not taking their training seriously today, because they felt like relaxing, but that didn't stop them from training. It was almost too often when word arrived that another dragon had been attacked or killed. They weren't angry with the humans because they knew the people were just scared. The Dragon Council was working towards peace talks of some kind, but there were too many people who made their living off of killing dragons and harvesting their scales for armor. The four of them didn't want to even know what they did with the rest of the dragon. So the four of them trained every day in hopes that they would stay safe, as well as being able to protect those they cared about. They still trained alone, because they were so much more skilled in fighting than anyone else at the camp. Few others had taken to training with their friends every day as well, but our team of elites were so far ahead of them that it didn't even matter. The elites, as the camp now had taken to call them, were now the ones who helped train the others. Today's training consisted of Honora and Abrigan versus Rowan and Elle. Honora and Abrigan made for an amazing team, but Rowan and Elle knew they would win this. Not only were they the ones who could hide in the ground, but they had started to catch on to Abrigan's weakness. Even though he was the only one who could fly in his human form, he refused to leave the ground recently when he was on a team with Honora. They had also noticed that when she was on the opposite team, she would be the one person he wouldn't attack, or he wouldn't hurt her that badly. Rowan and Elle were not blind. He refused to use all his strengths to protect her instead of using those strengths to team up with her. The two shadows on the ground headed straight for Abrigan, but Honora put her hand on the ground and lit up the area around her for a few feet. Elle was forced out of the ground because her shadow could not pierce the light. But Rowan didn't have that weakness. Rowan was about to reach up to grab Abrigan when he heard a thunk thump behind him through the ground. He turned his senses and saw someone walking out onto the training grounds. He rose from the ground as the other three all gathered close to each other. The man they saw approaching them appeared to be around their age. He wore red on his uniform, which signified that he was half fire dragon. His appearance was Chinese in origin. He had black hair and brown eyes. He looked at each of them in turn and then bowed his head.
Storm dragon, you were almost caught by the earth dragon. I understand that you want to protect the light dragon, but you were focusing too much on protecting her.
Shadow dragon, there is actually a way to travel through the light, so that shouldn't be your weakness.
He spoke, giving each pointers. The elites looked at him with confusion on all their faces. They were the strongest four out here. Who was this guy to tell them what they did wrong? He just chuckled at their reaction.
I know.
How about you four against me? I hear you are the best Camp Sirius has to offer, so I think you might be able to win, but only barely. The four of them let their feelings take over. They had paid attention to his stance at all, they would have hesitated. They nodded and immediately went into their starting stances. Rowan and Elle sunk into the ground as Abrigan took off into the air. He hovered above Honora, who stood with her hands in the air, ready to send light to wherever needed it. The newcomer just stood there and watched as everyone except Honora headed towards him. He stomped his foot and sent flames along the ground, which were hotter than any of the flames that Elle and Rowan had to deal with when training with the fire dragons. This caused them to pull back and try to come at him at a different angle. This left Abrigan to attack alone for a moment. He sent lightning towards the man, who just dodged out of the way right before it hit him. Rowan and Elle reached him at that moment, but he flipped out of the way and sent flames right to them. They were quickly sent out of the ground and yelling in pain. In the distraction, he ran towards the two of them, leapt up while using Rowan's back as a springboard before grabbing onto Abrakan's legs, dragging him to the ground. He pinned Abrakan to the ground and pointed at Honora.
Would you like to try?
Honora shook her head.
No, sir.
Abrakan grabbed onto the man's leg and sent his lightning through his leg. The man just chuckled.
Word of warning to you? Lightning is too closely connected to fire. That won't work on me.
All right, Light Dragon. You may heal your friends. Honora ran forward to heal any burns or scrapes that the other three had. The four looked at the newcomer. El finally spoke.
No one else here could hold up against us. Who are you?
The newcomer smiled.
My name is Rai, and I have been sent to train you for.